mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Have you ever heard the words to this song? Jolene, 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 Jolene. Well, it's very possible that you have. Why am I asking you this question? Because the song Jolene can very well be considered one of those world hit songs that many of us recognize. But who sings this song? Dolly Parton sings Jolene. Not only that, she also wrote the song in 1973. So that's 51 years ago, yet that song is still popular to this day. Not only that, but that song has been covered by over 80 different artists. By the way, covering a song means that a musician or a band plays and records their own version of a song that was originally created and performed by someone else. They might keep it similar to the original song or change it to fit their own style. So the song Jolene has been covered by over 80 different artists. For example, Miley Cyrus, Ellie Goulding, Kelly Clarkson, and many more have covered the song Jolene. So now let's go back to Dolly Parton for 1 minute. Dolly Parton is a highly celebrated American singer, songwriter, and philanthropist. Listen to that, philanthropist. A philanthropist is a person who seeks to promote the welfare of others, especially by donating money to good causes. So Dolly Parton has done really well with her music career. She has made a lot of money over the years, but she has also donated a lot of her money to help other people, and that makes her a philanthropist. Dolly was born on January 19th, 1964 in Locust Ridge, Tennessee. That makes her 78 years old today. She emerged, which basically means she came up as a star in the country music genre in the early 1970s, and has since become an iconic figure in the music industry for her distinctive voice, storytelling in songwriting, and charismatic personality. When someone has a distinctive voice, they have a unique voice. I would say that Dolly Parton certainly has a distinctive voice, but she also has a charismatic personality, which means she has a fascinating, interesting personality. She is not boring to be around. She is fun and interesting. So, what's the story behind the song Jolene? I mean, what exactly is this song about? I really want to share that with you guys today because I really think that it has a super interesting meaning. Let me tell you about it. So, Dolly Parton wrote Jolene in 1973 and it was released in 1974. The song tells the tale or the story of a woman who pleads with Jolene not to take her man just because she can. So let's pause here just for one moment. The story of a woman who pleads with Jolene means the story of a woman who is begging Jolene not to take her man. When someone is pleading with another person, it means that someone is begging this person. You know, like, please, please, I beg you, don't do this, don't do that. In this case, in the song Jolene, a woman is begging another woman by the name of Jolene not to take her man. There are three things you need to know about this. One, Dolly Parton wrote this song based on a true story that happened to her personally. Two, she used the name Jolene because one of the first fans to ever ask Dolly Parton for an autograph was a young fan called Jolene. Dolly liked her name so much, she promised she would one day write a song called Jolene. Three, the real story that happened to Dolly in her life involved her husband, Carl Thomas Dean. So at this point, you're like, okay, teacher, what's the story? Tell us the story already. Okay, fine. So the story goes something like this. In the 1970s, Dolly Parton's husband went to a local bank where he met a red-haired female bank teller. A bank teller is a person who works at a bank. Dolly's husband met this red-haired woman who really liked him. In fact, according to Dolly, the woman had a crush on her husband. To have a crush on someone means to like that person, to be romantically interested in that person. So, according to Dolly, this red-haired bank teller liked her husband, and here's the most shocking part. According to Dolly, her husband had a crush on her too. In other words, Dolly's husband liked the woman too. How does Dolly know this? Because she says that her husband was going to that bank much more often than he needed to. Now, just to be clear, according to Dolly, her husband was never romantically involved with this woman. In other words, he did not start a relationship with this woman, but he did have a crush on her, and the song Jolene is about the pain and the fear that Dolly felt when she found out about this. The pain of her husband liking another woman. The fear of losing her husband to another woman. In many ways, Dolly expresses her vulnerability, you know, fragility, sensitivity, and desperation in the lyrics, in the song text, asking Jolene not to steal her man. She literally says, Jolene, 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 I'm begging of you, please don't take my man. You see? Please don't take him just because you can. She even says in the song, your beauty is beyond compare, with flaming locks of auburn hair, with ivory skin and eyes of emerald green. Your smile is like a breath of spring. Your voice is soft like summer rain. And I cannot compete with you, Jolene. So Dolly literally described this woman's beauty in the song, admitting that she can't compete with her. It's like she's saying, please don't take my man because you are so beautiful and I can't compete with you. So Do you see here how Dolly is truly making herself very vulnerable through this song? She is literally admitting that she is scared of losing her husband, that she is intimidated by Jolene's beauty. I honestly think that this is what has made this song so powerful and so relatable all these years later. What makes Jolene so powerful and relatable is its raw emotion, its real emotion, and the simplicity of its narrative, which touches on themes of love, jealousy, and fear of loss. Dolly's emotive, you know, expressing emotion, and plaintive, expressing sorrow, vocal delivery, alongside the song's catchy melody, helped make Jolene a timeless piece. This is exactly why Jolene became a huge hit around the world. First of all, its universal theme of love and fear of losing someone resonates with many people. Additionally, Dolly Parton's performance of the song, characterized by her distinctive, soulful voice and emotional depth, made it unforgettable. I don't know about you, but I love this song. It's one of those classics that I'll never get tired of. Just in case you've never listened to Jolene, I encourage you to do so and think about the meaning of the words that you hear. As always, thank you so much for listening. I'll be back next Monday with yet another podcast episode. Talk to you then.